Really, not let it cheese afterwards. Give him let it cheese first, or little echo boss, let it meet afterwards. Oh, my love, Acher, by Yosef, Reb Chisdom. Both are Shebein HaShinayim Mahu. Let's say you ate meat, and you still have some meat stuck in between your teeth. So what's the lacha? When you have to wait, you can't start eating milchiks, but you have to wait between that meat gets out of your teeth, and maybe now, maybe the meat can be between your teeth, it's not cold like meat. Rashi says, Michoshe Bosh, Velechon Dvino, or Imei, Achit Lenin, you can't eat cheese anymore until you take this meat out of your teeth. So this, he said back to him, called depending on the person who says, Ha Bosh, Rebbeinu, Ben Shinayim. The meat is still between his teeth. Rashi says, our little boss is called meat. So calls him on that meat is stuck in between your teeth. You're not allowed to eat milchiks. You have to make sure first to wash out the meat, clean out your teeth. There should be no meat stuck between your teeth before you go to eat the milchiks, even if you waited 6 hours. You have to make sure there's no meat stuck between your teeth. Over my rukhva says, I know me, lehomis, and this Indian, this pasha about waiting between Bosser and Gvina. Chalo ba chamro, I'm like sour, I'm like the vinegar of the son of wine. Legabi abla, gave to my father. Just to say my father was much better than me, and this halacha, I'm only like sour wine, my father's like real good wine. What does that mean to say? Dilo abba by my father, ki avi yachod bisri, and if he would eat meat today, or avi yachod gvin abla mochi, would not eat cheese until tomorrow. And I'm just ready until the next day. That's how far of hachok he used to make not to come to eat. Moving the places together. At the Mochel at Hashtag, until 24 hours tomorrow, the same time as today. But Vilo, I know, but me, myself, the whole Suda, Suda, Leachim, I will not eat the same Suda, the same meal that I started to eat Milchix, a Fleshix, I will not end up eating Milchix. But the Suda, Achrina, but the next meal, Achrina, the next meal I would eat already, cheese. Just the same meal I would not, but the next meal I would. And then he says, Ulaab b'sadosa shvigidon lasa is acha shachas yachas arvis, el afir li yalto. So it's not that you have to wait like 6 hours in from one of the next meal. Shasim silach ha-shulchan o'derech muto b'muto l'tlug rabban l'bon l'nek l'tlug as long as it's the next meal. That's what he learns. Rabbi Rimmel, a walk of the Gota, and he's supposed to wait 6 hours in between. Machmazir, some people have the meaning to wait 3 hours in between. Then Achlamid, Rimmel has the meaning to say that 1 hour is enough. Stanzer, what's Shan this Gemara to say waited for the next Siddur? Does it mean the Zimana of the next Siddur, which is 6 hours usually in between? Or does it mean the Mice for the next Siddur, just the time afterwards? Rabbi Rimmel says, Shmuel says, I know me, Mohammed, in this Indian, this situation, Cholo Bacham, again, almost like vinegar, the son of wine. Legabi Abba, gave to my father. What does that mean to say? Dilu Abba, by my father, had a Sayanichi, would look over his property, trays in the Biyama twice a day, would look over his field to make sure no cake or nothing went wrong with it, to make sure everything was going well. The Yano, but Mishmo said, Le Sayan Arela Chodazin, I'd only watch it over once a day. It really is not so good because the cuckoo could come and he'd get ruined. Tomorrow says, Zimna one time, Tomorrow says, Shmuel, the time Shmuel goes according to his own time. The Yom HaShmuel, Shmuel says, Man de Sai Nichta Koyonei, someone that watches over his fields every single day, Mashka Chastira, he'll be Mashka, he'll find, as he actually says, Motzi Selah, he'll be able to take out, he'll be able to find Selah money, because take good care of his fields and therefore keep in good shape. That's called Meshkacha Chastir, like find money there, means to be Matliach. Abaye, the Gemara says, had a Sai Nichta Koyomei. He used to check out his fields every single day, the Yomei year, every day. Now Yomei called the one time, Toga B'Arisa, he met up his sharecropper and the person working on his fields. The daily tisko diyufa, the person was carrying away. Rashi says, Matzah ate from a bundle of wood. Showed really that the sharecropper was stealing it. Omelet, he said to him, so now he found him. Sabayi saw the sharecropper stealing. Sabayi said to him, Hanu Reichu, where are you taking this? Omelet, he said back to him, Ovei Ma, I'm taking it into your house. And he caught him. Omelet, Abayi said, Yishnog, Kvakod Mocha Rabbanim, Rabbanim, where before you need to say, and now I understand Rabbanim the right, but you have to watch out, check your fields every single day. where Vasi had the Saya Nichsa Koyomir. Vasi used to check out his fields every single day. Omri said, Hey, Shimimu, Kolhani, Yafti, Yudhi, Mashmuel, where am I going to find my money? Like, where do I see I saved myself? What did I gain by checking it every single day? He used to check it out every single day, never find anything wrong. The rabbi was, Yomichod, one day it happened, Chazi saw a Timu with the Bodka. He saw, like, the canal, like, broke. The Aya, in the field, there was overflowing in his fields. So, Shlokli, the Gleema, he took his coat, and Karche, he wrapped it around the pipe like, and Oysa, the Gavot, to stick it inside, as if to stop the water from coming in to ruin his fields. Roma Kole, he gave a scream. Also in street, people came, Sachlir, they clogged up the canal, the water should not flow into his fields. Now he said, Asachtinu, the Kuli, Afir, the Mashmuel. Now I found all the good luck of Mashmuel. Need to say, since he always used to check, he always used to be busy checking out his fields, he protected himself, saved himself from this problem. Rabbi Meir says, "I'm Rabbi Yidibaratin, I'm Rabbi Yitzhar Balashiyin, Mayim Rishonim Mitzvah." That we have to wash our hands first. Mayim Rishonim, that's a mitzvah midrabanim. To wash hands before you start to eat bread is a mitzvah midrabanim. The achronim, to wash Mayim achronim after the fear, after the sea, that's called a chayza. That's a chayza. Rashi says, Adifim Mitzvah, and we'll soon explain why. Mitzvah, I have a question. It says, Mayim Rishonim achronim chayza. It says, they're both a chayza. And I'm saying Mishus, and the middle one is only called Mishus. That's the washing in between portions. That's only Mishus. Rashi says, Shemaitlin bein tashla tashla b'yama. Smoah says, Narakash, I'll tell you, mitzvah, legabi Mishus, chay the koalei. Really, Mayim Mishon is only called the mitzvah. Just negate to Mayim Mishon, it's only Mishus, this is called the chayza. Rashi says, Mishumatoni Mishon in badayu, koalei Mishon in chayza. The application of the mitzvah, it's chashiv more than the yamsayim. Goof, what we just said before, mayim rishonim yachoinim chayva, and tzoyim rishus. Now, rishonim the mayim rishonim, wash your hands first, meitman bein bekli ben agavakati, can wash your hands, whether into another kli, the water can go into a kli, or the water can go into the floor, but there's no ruach hatumah in this water, there's no sakonah, so the water can go on the floor. Mashenkin and Machroin, and Mayim Machroin, you washed yesterday the Siddur, and Meitha Melim Kli, you only wash that water, the water has to go into a Kli. They should not let it fall on the floor, because it's a Sakona, as Melch Spain was there, it's a Sakona, that water should fall on the floor. So Mayim Machroin, you have to be careful not to let the water stand full fall, but to catch the water, keep it in the Kli, and throw it away. The Yamu Le Sam say, a Meitha Magabi Karka, that you not let it wash it, Agabi Karka. My denial, what's different? The Chur, both of them are saying the Mayim Achor should not be a Gavakaka. It's a benayah kinsa. If there are kinsa, Rashi says that there are like twigs there, small pieces of wood. And they say, Shafoy, Eitzim, Eitzim, and Tachtay, and the man, the Yom, the Kli, Hachala, Kli, yeah, there has to be in a Kli, it's not called a Kli. But the woman says, not a Gavakaka, it is not called a Gavakaka. Now, Mayim, you show them, Eitlim, Bain, Bechan, and Bain, Eitzim. Mayim, you show them, it's either hot water or cold water, it doesn't make a difference. The main thing is just to wash your hands. Achroinim, Mayim Achroinim, the end of the meal before you bench, and most of the men of the train is only washing with cold water. So there's Shechanim, Mephathim, Mephidayim. Because the hot water, Rashi says, Merachim, serpent to him, or Mavlim, Ben Mephazorim, Atash, Abra, makes the schmutz, the dirt of the top, should go inside your hands. That's no good. So you should not wash Mayim Achroinim with hot water, but rather with cold water. As much as there's Shechanim, Mephathim, Mephidayim, the Mavir and Efrazuma does not take off the dirt off your hands. Now, Mayim Rishonim, Meitlim Bein Bechan Bein Bechanim, the Lord says, I'm Rabbi Yitzhar Bar Yosef, I'm Rabbi Yanai, Lev Shana, this is only learned by Allah, Shein Hayad, Salat is Bemek, the water is not that hot that you'll burn your hands in it. Abel Ayat, Salat is Bemek, the water is that hot that you'll burn your hands in it, and Meitlim Bein, then you can't wash your hands with it. Pasha Gret, you won't do a good job. We could imagine that some learned this as based on the safer. It says, Achreinim, Mayim Achreinim, and Meitim, and Meitim, and Meitim, and Meitim, wash it with plain cold water. Abba Bechamim, Mei, that hot water cannot wash Mayim Achreinim with hot water. Om Rabbi Yitzhar Bayis, if Om Rabbi Yana, and Leshan, when was it said you can't do with hot water, unless you yat slepes them. Only if the water will burn your hands. Abba Lein Hayat slepes them, if your hands will not be burnt in this hot water, then Meitim, then you'll have to use even this hot water for Mayim Achreinim. If so, according to this pshat, mechlad rishonim, mayim rishonim, that we wash, Afa Tishiyat, let us then, even though the water is that hot that would burn your hands, Mutta, still you gotta wash from it. And the straw that we had before, it's only straw, it doesn't get off the dirt of Ferramaya Machlaimim. If my Mishaimim, that would be okay. Now, what we had before, that I'm saying to wash hands in between one portion and another portion, that's only Rishus. Omrav Nachman, Rosh Hashanah, with this learned Ela, Bein Tavshel, Tavshel, between soup and chicken. Our Bein Tavshel, Gvina, Chayva. So if you have a tash to first eat cheese and then eat meat, that's a chayv then to wash hands like we had before. At least at night there's a chayv to wash hands. I'm going to view the word Reb Chivas may not on what was it said. My machrein and chayv, what's the chayv to wash my machrein after you finish eating? Shemelech zdeimis yesh. There's this salt that comes from zdeim. Shemelsanem es yedang, the face on your hands, when your hands touch your eyes, it's a sakana to make you blind. So you have to make sure to wash off the salt. Omer Abaye, Abaye says, "Umishtaka tikur to the kul." Remember, just one kernel of it in a whole kul. That's how much you find, and even that little amount could give you a sakana. That's the Indian to wash my machreinim. Omer Levacha bread, Rebbe Levashi, kol milcha. What about other salt? Do you know for sure? Rashi says, "Kol milcha mabed melech." That you know for sure doesn't come from stainless. What's going to be then? Do you have to wash your hands also or not? Or Malay, only day that not only this, but even that, that Avad, you didn't have to wash your hands. Only Abai says like this. Malaysia, at the beginning of the minute, I used to think, Hide the lay, Mashi, Ma, Yabatra, Yalaya. The reason why you're not allowed to wash your Mayam Achranim on the ground, Mishun Zuma, because there's some dirt there. Rashi says, Shereche Masriach, the Niras Musa, it doesn't look nice. Omali Ma, then Ma told me, Mishum the Shah Yeruach Ruolayu, it's a bigger time. The reason why we don't want this Mayim Achorim to be on the floor, because there's Ruach Ruolayu on it, we don't want the Ruach Ruolayu to be around. The Yom Rabbi Yabai, he says, Mereisha, at the beginning, Haber, I used to think, Haider, Reshoku, Mido, Niptura, Kinok, and Inish, Kostel, and Mishti. Rashi says, "Kishodem shaisa, the person drinks and leichin klum in the front of him. You're not supposed to take anything away from him. So again, haidem leshoka midi. We don't take anything away from the table. Kinnok yidish kaki mishter. The person takes the cup to drink, so nobody's supposed to take away food just in front of him, because we're afraid shem yara dvata kola besuda. Maybe something wrong. Rashi says shem yichayt hashaisa. But the person is drinking, we get angry. Why are you taking away the food? And when he gets angry, he may choke himself on it." So while a person is drinking, you have to be careful not to touch anything in front of him. But Omri Mimar, like my Rebbe told me, Mishum Dekoshi Leruach Tzuyadu. It's a different reason. Rashi says, Rashtritz is the best sign of a sickness. That's what's wrong. It's Koshi Leruach Tzuyadu. For lo yamor neo, the shoker, if you take it away from the Mahabi, don't put it back. Avo Mishki, take it away from the Mahabi, you put it back. Let's see whether it wouldn't bother us. Rashi means, ain't the type of a sickness only if you take it away. If you take it and put it back, then it's okay. The Loyamon has only said he can't take away food from him. El Chutzi Abam, he can't take it away from him. Dalar Amos away. I will tell you, Abam is less than bread. He takes a little bit away. It's within his Dalar Amos, then it's okay. The Loyamon has only said El Midi the Sof Nusudos, only taking away something that he needs for this meal. I will need the Sof Nusudos, something he does not need for this meal. Less than bread, then there's no problem, then it's okay. He can take it away even though while he's drinking. Ma Baravashi, Kopit Afilu, Sifra Ubuchlo to Tavli. He was mocked with the money drinking, you shouldn't even take away the like grinder. Not even that, you shouldn't take it away. That's also called something he needs for the Suda. The grinder for the Tavli, for the spices. Needed the Srikh Mitzvah, that's something he needs for the Suda. The Yom Rabbi, by his third narration, at the beginning of the minute, he used to think, Hai Bekanshi Nashvoro, Mishum Miniki Rusa. Because Rashi says, Shemechabdin Turi Oichlim in Abayis. How come you clean out the crumbs of the food from your house, clean up the table well, not just on throw it on the floor? If Mishum Mikirusa, keep the house clean, that's why you do it. But this Omri Mama already told me, like, no, Mishum Dekoshalam Yusa. If you stand me not mad for the clean up the crumbs of the house, they'll make you become poor. Rashi says, Sar Hamamun Alanias. The Sar that's appointed over making people poor, If he sees you just throw the crumbs around on the floor, he won't ask you to make you poor. Who God would was a person that be Mahadir Lay Shodim Yusa, that this Saad, this Malach, that makes people poor, wanted to come upon him, wanted to make him poor. For Heavy Yochli couldn't get to him. Why? Because Zoyu and Ashwoya, because he was very careful to clean up the crumbs, he never let the crumbs stay around. So this person, he couldn't make him poor. But Anashvira Tupi was very careful about these crumbs. But Yom Echad, the one day it happened was Korach lift, he cut up a piece of bread, Ivlo, and the piece was just spread over. Rashi says, Ala Sodom Shabofa, spread over the grass, over in the dirt. So Omri says, Hashtavadi Nafabiyadi, the Sar said, now for sure I'm going to get him. He's not going to clean up those crumbs, I'll be able to make him poor. But both of the other rest, he finished eating. I see Murray brought his hatchet right there. Akrunu, he uprooted all these grass around the blue year. And Sharunu, Lunar, and he threw it to the Nar. He cleaned up all the crumbs that fell over there. So in Shama the Krama, now this person heard where the Malach was saying, Zay the Afkur, who gave me basically, oh, you say this person threw me out of his house. In other words, of course, he was so makbet to clean up the crumbs that Malach of Anusa cannot get him. Other muscles, Yom Rabbi Yabai says in Rashi, at the beginning of heaven, they used to think, Hai Bele Shashi Ufa, why doesn't Paul Washington not drink the foam of beer or something, the foam of it? Mishum Yisus, it's not nice. Omali Mavra, every time you know, Mishum Dekoshi Lekarsum, it's beer Lekarsum. Rashi says, you really are not burying in Achotnes, you make your nose run. Mishni Kosha Lekarkum. Drinking is bad, lekarsum, it's also bad to make your nose run, to make your nose ring, run, and minfach bay, kosher l'resha. Mitchia, kosher l'anayisa. If you stand below one, it's also bad for your head. Mitchai, if you wash it off, it's kosher l'anayisa. Might account of what there is to do here, l'shkuya shkuya l'karkum. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue with this. We'll finish off the Omid here on the next tape. Alright, we'll stop here.